Two more nursing students looking to practice in the Pontiac received funding for their schooling earlier today. Annie-Claude DeRocher and Jessica Jewell were the two newest recipients of the McLaughlin Family Bursary, which grants up to $5,000 per year for nursing students with the stipulation that they must work in the Pontiac for as many years as they receive the bursary. Pontiac Community Hospital Foundation President Alan Dean said that they are aiming to have 8 students receiving the bursary at any given time and are currently reviewing other potential candidates. DeRocher and Jewel have experience working in local healthcare facilities and said that they were both excited to become nurses.
Well, I always wanted to work in healthcare to help people and everything. So nursing was like the most interesting. So, and I love it.
I've always been interested in the healthcare field. I did my first degree in health sciences, and I just, like, nursing was always in the back of my head, and then I just decided to go for it.
Natalie Romaine, the clinical administrative coordinator at the Pontiac Hospital, said that they have been in dire need of registered nurses for years now, and while private agency nurses have been used to fill the gap, they have had to ease up on their use due to budget cuts. She estimated that they would need to hire 12 to 14 RNs to return to full capacity.
As much as I'd love to open obstetrics again, right now I'm not even going there. I would at least be able to cover the floor to make it secure, you know? Like right now we're working on we have agency nurses working for us. We had to cut back on that because of the budget cuts. So now instead of putting extra in case of, we're just like skeleton staff. We just have to put the staff that we need. Cross her fingers, somebody calls in sick, well, you might have to go borrow from Emerge and bring someone up, and which we had to do today, you know. But we're very lucky because the staff that we do have are very, they collaborate a lot. They don't mind, you know, like if somebody works in Emerge, but they can also work upstairs, they don't mind being pulled. And it's, you know, they usually come forward and give a helping hand. It's the only way we can survive.
She added that the bursary program is a good recruitment tool that they have locally, noting that financing for post-secondary education is a common concern among students considering a career in healthcare.
We do know that there's not as many people that are interested in going to nursing compared to years ago. It keeps going down every year. So we wanted to know the reason why. I had my suspicions, but we wanted to know why. So some of the reasons was the funds. To, you know, the families weren't able to, or the student wasn't able to, you know, to leave and to go for the city, pay for an apartment, pay for, you know, gas money if they have a car or everything, and the tuition and all that. It's a lot. They just couldn't. So that one is one of the reasons. Another reason is just not interested in going to nursing. Like I said a while ago, it's a vocation. Like, you don't go into nursing because the only reason you should be going to is because you want to help people and you want to work in the health system, and you have to understand you're going to work weekends, you're going to work night shift. That's what it is. Don't expect to come into nursing and do an 8-to-4 job. Okay, they need you, they depend on you, they expect you're going to be there. So there was two of these reasons. So there's a couple of students that, you know, had raised their hands, and then they had said that financially they didn't think they'd be able to do it. So with the McLaughlin Bursary, well, it's perfect because it's $5,000 a year, so it does, you know, help a lot. So we've been able to go get maybe not as many as I would hope for, but we are getting some.
This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.